This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Brain signal after exercise may determine fitness gains, study finds. A specific population of brain cells may hold the key to whether endurance exercise actually improves fitness, according to new research that challenges conventional understanding of how training adaptations occur. 1. Hour, critical window after exercise when SF1 neurons activate to trigger fitness adaptations. SF1 neuron activity determines training response. Exercise adaptations blocked when brain signal disrupted post-workout. 100% normal training response to synapse density in trained animals resent fitness gains when signal blocked. Source Neuron, 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News, SF1 neurons control exercise response. Researchers at Jackson Laboratory and the University of Pennsylvania identified SF1 neurons in the hypothalamus as critical mediators of training adaptations. These neurons activate for approximately 1 hour after running ends, sending signals that initiate muscle remodeling and metabolic changes. The study, published in Neuron this year, used optogenetic techniques to manipulate SF1 neuron activity in mice. When researchers blocked this neural signal for just 15 minutes post-exercise, 3 weeks of daily treadmill training produced zero measurable endurance improvements. According to the study findings, this activation appears to be the signal that initiates downstream muscle remodeling and metabolic adaptation. It is not a passive consequence of exercise. It is a necessary step in the process. For more insights on emerging exercise research, recent studies continue to reveal the complex mechanisms underlying fitness adaptations. Neural circuit adapts with training. The SF1 neural circuit itself strengthened with consistent training. Animals that ran regularly showed approximately twice the excitatory synapse density on SF1 neurons compared to sedentary controls, according to the study published in Neuron. Conversely, artificially boosting the SF1 signal after moderate running sessions produced endurance gains that exceeded what the same training volume achieved naturally. This suggests the neural response may be a limiting factor in training adaptations for some individuals. Clinical implications remain unclear. The research has important limitations that affect its clinical application. The study was conducted exclusively in mice using treadmill running protocols, and whether these mechanisms apply to humans or other forms of exercise remains unknown. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention currently recommends 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity per week, but these guidelines don't account for individual neurological variations in exercise response. Understanding these neural mechanisms could eventually inform personalized exercise prescriptions, though clinical applications await human studies. When SF1 neuron activation was blocked for 15 minutes post-exercise, 3 weeks of daily training produced zero endurance improvements despite normal exercise completion. Research team, Jackson Laboratory, Neuron, 2024, key takeaways. SF1 neurons in the hypothalamus activate for 1 hour after exercise and control fitness adaptations. Blocking this brain signal completely prevents training benefits, even with consistent exercise. The neural circuit strengthens with training, showing twice the synapse density in active animals. Post-exercise, brain state may be as important as the workout itself for achieving fitness gains. Frequently asked questions: do these findings apply to all types of exercise? The study only tested treadmill running in mice. Whether SF1 neurons control adaptations to resistance training, interval work, or other exercise modalities hasn't been determined. How long after exercise do SF1 neurons stay active? The research shows SF1 neurons activate for approximately 1 hour after running ends. This appears to be a critical window for initiating training adaptations. Could this explain why some people don't respond to exercise? Potentially, though human studies are needed. Individual variations in SF1 neuron function or post-exercise brain state could contribute to differences in training response between people. Future research examining SF1 neuron function in humans could revolutionize exercise prescription and help explain individual variations in training response. Until then, the the findings underscore the importance of recovery conditions immediately following exercise sessions. Source: study published in Neuron, 2024, conducted by researchers at Jackson Laboratory and the University of Pennsylvania. At context, signal after exercise may determine fitness gains, study finds. Description: study finds SF1 brain neurons control exercise adaptations. Blocking post-workout neural signal prevented fitness gains despite consistent training in mice. Author: type organization, name GMJ editorial team. Publisher: type organization, name GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-05-24. Date modified: 2026-05-24. At context, these findings apply to all types of exercise. Accepted answer. Answer. Text: the study only tested treadmill running in mice. Whether SF1 neurons control adaptations to resistance training, interval work, or other exercise modalities hasn't been determined. At type question name: how long after exercise do SF1 neurons stay active? Accepted answer. Text: the research shows SF1 neurons activate for approximately 1 hour after running ends. This appears to be a critical window for initiating training adaptations. At type question name: could this explain why some people don't respond to exercise? Accepted answer. Text: potentially, though human studies are needed, individual variations in SF1 neuron function or post-exercise brain state could contribute to differences in training response between people.